Tsunamis are among the least understood and therefore among the most frightening of natural disasters. And Hawaii, as people here have been reminded again and again throughout our history, is especially vulnerable. Dr. Rhett Butler, director of the Hawaii Institute for Geophysics and Planetology, is the lead author of a new study that creates a mathematical model for the probability of a devastating tsunami that would be triggered by a magnitude 9.0 earthquake in the Aleutian Islands. He's with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Pretty good. The magnitude 9.0 is about as severe as an earthquake gets, right? That's the starting
point. On the basic magnitude scale, the nines are far and away the biggest events. The five nines we've had since 1900 are more than half of the seismic energy the planet's output.
We've had five since 1900.
We've had five
That's
of them
worldwide.
And they're huge, yeah.
And so you wanted to be able to predict the next 50 years. How many can we expect?
Well, I think an important part of looking at tsunamis is not what damage that they can produce, but what is the likelihood that they'll happen. Mm-hmm. So if you have damage that you can predict, until you know the probability of an event happens, you can't really define what the risk is.
Sure.
So if you want to help people that are trying to make decisions on how to use resources and to respond to hazards, you try to define what the risk is, and therefore you have to come up with a scientifically valid way to measure probability, and then you can get risk, and then you can use that to compare different possible hazards.
But you have to kind of drill down to what can be known, what is quantifiable.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly correct. How do you find the answer to something where the answer is not written down or easily obtainable?
Yeah, that's called science, right?
pretty much.
So in this case, where do you look?
Well, this study that we did fell to two different ways of looking at things. One is that the great nines that we've had since 1900 all have records of tsunamis that go way back into the past in the geological record. Mm-hmm. So you can study that record and get some idea of how often they have happened over geological time. Mm-hmm. We don't have a complete record in the Aleutians, so you have to come up with a model and then compare that with the other ones and see how well it works. And the model is actually very simple. You basically assume that there's been five nines since 1900, and they'll continue to happen about that rate. Mm-hmm. And we can't predict exactly where, but we know that they're going to be sprinkled all over the planet randomly in some fashion. Well, what is that fashion? We use the plate tectonics, and so locally the rate of nines has something to do with how big that section of the plate boundary is and how fast they're colliding into each other. So the faster the plates are moving and smashing into each other, causing earthquakes, the more often that happens, the more likely a nine happens. So you can kind of parse up proportionally that rate around the planet to take the global rate of nines and then project a rate that's good locally in the Aleutians. But like I say, it really gets down to validating it. So we validated against all the prior nines. Mm-hmm. We got a very good comparison of the two methods, giving you some credence that you actually have a reasonable model. That model predicts the prior nines, and it gives some hope that you're forecasting. You're not predicting. You're forecasting what the possibility for a nine up in the Aleutians is.
Mm-hmm. And a nine in the Aleutians, because of where we are and where the Aleutians are, is troubling for us.
Yeah,
it's
dangerous. Hawaii's in the middle of the North Pacific here, and we get tsunamis from all directions.
Yeah.
Perhaps more than any other place on the planet. But the ones that are dangerous to us are local ones, of course. But the really big earthquakes, like you can get up in the Aleutians, the fact is that we're only about 4.5 hours away from that tsunami that could happen or begin to happen at any time. And so understanding the Aleutians is particularly important to Hawaii because, A, we get affected most quickly from the Aleutians, mm-hmm. and, B, the shape of the boundary between the Pacific and North America plates, so to speak, is situated such that the energy is pointed straight at the Hawaiian Islands. Mm-hmm. A short example is the 46 event, 1946. It was a huge event, killed over 100 people, and most of the energy went east of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. But if you actually model it, and if you look at the 57 event, 1957, the second largest, Most of the energy was focused west of Hawaii. Well, there is a space between those two, which is literally pointed straight at us, and has not had a great earthquake in historic time. Now, there's some evidence that there was one in the 16th century, and mm-hmm. it produced a very large tsunami deposit on Kauai. Mm-hmm. But there hasn't been a recorded earthquake. And so you have to worry about the place you haven't had earthquakes, in the same way that Cascadia, they're concerned because they haven't had a great earthquake in a long time. And in Tohoku, they had had many, many large earthquakes, but they hadn't had a magnitude 9 since, I believe it was 869 AD. So looking at the record's important. Putting all the information together is important.
This gets to the whole emergency preparedness mantra of not if but when, and understanding that these things are going to happen at some point, right?
Right, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow. And like I say, in this study, for the broad Aleutians, we estimate it's about a 9% chance over 50 years. Now, 50 years is a long time. It's mm-hmm. a lifetime of buildings and careers and everything. And over that 50 years, it's only 9%, which is not a big number. But when you take that and use it as a risk calculation, where if we have not $40 billion worth of damage from such a great event, which is an estimate by state civil defense working with engineering community, mm-hmm. and we say there's a 9% chance of that in the next 50 years, well, that's $3.6 billion of potential damage. Yeah. You can annualize that, divide that by 50, and you're talking about around $50 million of annual risk. In other words, you just break it up into pieces. And in principle, it says that if you want to try to mitigate these risks, you can spend money up to about $50 million a year, and it's at an appropriate level compared to the risk you're threatened with. Doesn't mean you have to spend that money, but it folds into your thinking of how you prioritize the funds you have and what actions you actually do.
Well, if it falls within that 9%, you better have something on hand, because particularly on Oahu, right, all of Waikiki, isn't that part of an inundation zone?
The inundation zones are about twice as big for these extreme events as for the previous historic ones, and they were all pretty nasty.
Yeah.
You know, we were very lucky with Tohoku. It didn't really rise to it wasn't worse than 1946, for instance, and mm-hmm. we had a warning system, but you have to be prepared. You can't stop it if it's going to happen, and we all hope it doesn't happen in our time, quite frankly. I live in Hawaii, and I'm concerned about, you know, people living here. But you have to have an idea of what the risk is and how to react to it, and with a level-headed way, you decide how you're going to move forward.
Seems like a pretty rational approach, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, we all love the islands, and the islands are beautiful, and the islands are dangerous in their own way.
Better to understand that.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure, sir.
Dr. Rhett Butler is director of the Hawaii Institute for Geophysics and Planetology. He's the co-author with Neil Fraser and William Templeton from Portland State University of a research article called Bayesian Probabilities for a Magnitude 9-plus Earthquakes in the Aleutian Islands from a Regionally Scaled Global Rate, published in the Journal of Geophysical Research. You can link to the article through our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.